the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and we are on location this morning for our two It's Your Business shows. It's show 629, and it's our 15th in our series on the Affordable Health Care Plan designed to tell you the facts. And today is the deadline day. Well, the latest deadline day. We're at Holt McDowell, the sixth floor conference room, where there have been many business meetings about the affordable health care, who, what, where, when, why, and how. Our hostess for this hour is Abby Vanderwerth, who works with us on the businesses and what they're doing. She'll help us set to the stage today. Lisa Carlson is from the Sanford Health Plan. Becky Olson is from Avera. Linda Ross, Community Health Care Associations of the Dakotas. Ladies, today is the deadline. And before we bring in Jody Schwan, the Sioux Falls Business Journal, to do the cover story, we want each of you to share with us what you think is important this hour, today, and probably beyond. Abby, you are sharing your beautiful view of Sioux Falls here on the sixth floor. What is a must conversation for you in the next 40 minutes?
Yeah, luckily there is no snow flying, so we can still see the river right now. But obviously today is March 31st, which is the deadline for open enrollment on the marketplace and the individual market. So I think that's what we're going to talk about today, Bill.
Lisa Carlson is from Sanford. Must know on this March 31st. We've seen notes this morning that there were, imagine, glitches in the system this morning.
Good morning. Yes, there are glitches, but it is still operational. And I think the message of the day is there's still time, especially if you can connect with an agent today, a local agent. They can help expedite the process because they know exactly what you need in order to complete an online enrollment in a quick manner of time.
Becky Olson is with Avera. Between you and Deb Muller, you have been with us for every show. Your take on just where we are this morning and what's going to happen between now and midnight.
Well, I agree with Lisa and Abby that the time is of the essence today, but there is time to get online or connect with an agent to get your application at least started. I think for folks moving into the post-open enrollment period, we need to keep people focused on making sure that they keep their accounts updated and look at things when situations may change in terms of address or changes in life so that they can use the benefits that they're enrolling in now to their fullest potential.
We've been fortunate to have the Community Healthcare Associations of both Dakotas with us. Linda Ross and Jill Kessler has been with us for two or three of the events. Must do for the sign up today, Linda?
Must do is start an application. Go to healthcare.gov and start the process. Don't worry if you don't finish, just get started or call the call center, which is 1-800-318-2596, and just get started.
All right, for each of you, for people out there saying, okay, what do I do? What is the contact information for each of the entities that we have in the show for the government entity? Abby, go ahead and start, if you will, please.
Howalt McDowell is www.howaltmcdowell.com or 1-800-584-7054. And I think what all the ladies will tell you is www.healthcare.gov.
Lisa Carlson, as far as people wanting to contact for the Sanford Health Plan, what do they do?
You can go to sanfordhealthplan.com or call 605-328-7000 and ask for an agent, and we'll ask where you live, your zip code, and we'll find a local agent that is certified to sell on the insurance exchange for you.
From Avera, Becky Olson, same, please.
Yep, AveraHealthPlans.com. Go to our website and find information, or you can give us a call at 1-855-MY-AVERA.
And Linda Ross is with the Community Healthcare Associations of the Dakotas. How about with your group? You've provided a lot of help.
Yes, we have. If you are not in the Sioux Falls area and you're looking for some help, you can call our office at 357-1515 or www.communityhealthcare.net. If you are in Sioux Falls and you want to go to see an in-person assister, you can go to Falls Community Health. They are open till 7:30 today, and their number is 367-8793.
We do have a lot to talk about in this hour. And in the next hour, we're going to bleed over a little bit into the ag hour, because we've had some people say, what about the farm people? What about them? Are they exempt? Do they need some help? And with our friends at South Dakota State University, theigrow.org, they've kind of put together some things that are useful. And we'll talk a little bit at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. But let's bring in Jody Schwann, the Sioux Falls Business Journal, for a quick reaction to what she is seeing on the affordable health care and the cover story of the week. Jody, good morning.
Well, I'm always on deadline, Bill, so I can relate. Good morning.
Jody, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm always on deadline, so I can relate to the situation today, certainly, with the folks maybe scrambling a little bit to sign up or maybe tuning in for the first time. Some of us don't clue in until we're right under the gun and having to get things done. But, no, I'm happy to announce our cover story of the week, and I think it's going to be an interesting read for people, hopefully. We are going to look at the future of country clubs. Our Sioux Falls two country clubs have a good story to tell. They're really countering the national trend of declining membership in private clubs. Both of them are investing and have reinvested in their facilities, and they're attracting younger members, which really makes them, I think, the envy of a lot of clubs nationwide. So we're going to pull in some national experts. We're going to tell you what's new at both of the clubs, and I think if you're not familiar with them, you're going to be surprised. You might have a certain image in your head of what a country club membership entails or what their programming entails. And really, it's evolved a lot, even in the last several years. So the future of country clubs, that's Wednesday's cover story.
Other breaking news.
Well, I got to mention the story that is just grabbing everybody's attention online. If you haven't seen it yet, Bill, have you? The mention for Sioux Falls realtor Tony Erickson on Friday, the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, I have seen that.
You have. Okay, for those of you who have not, January Jones, the actress, was a guest on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon on Friday night, and she shared a prank that she helped play on her ex-boyfriend. I did not know this. Sioux Falls realtor Tony Erickson. If you want to know the rest of the story, go online, SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com. You can see a clip of The Tonight Show, too, but it's getting lots of attention, and apparently he's a well-known prankster in his real estate office over at Hegg Realtors, so I'm told this couldn't have happened to a more deserving victim. I'll leave it at that.
Jody, 6 months ago, you did the first of our 15 shows on the affordable health care plan. As you did that, and I was enjoying the mountains of Tennessee.
That's right.
What was your thought as to how this was going to work for 6 months, and did it match what you thought would happen?
Lucky me. I got to guest host the first show as I tried to figure out, you know, not just how to run the program, but how to make sense of the Affordable Care Act. And your guests have done a tremendous job, I think, in sharing information with the community. I think it's gone, frankly, smoother than expected once we got over the initial bump with the issues involving the website and the site being inundated and people not being able to sign up. On the business side, I just heard a lot more heartburn about this a year ago, you know, and in the time leading up to this. And it seems like businesses have worked through this one by one on a case-by-case basis and figured out the best alternative for them to offer. Not that they won't continue to evaluate that and change their healthcare options, but I tell you what, I mean, I was getting calls and emails from people wanting to know more about this months ago, and they've really calmed down. So I think we've done a good job as a community putting information out there and reminding people that this is something that they've got to pay attention to.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal, thanks for being the first to host October 1st and for your cover story this morning.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
When we come back, the affordable panel counting you down on 10 of the things you need to know on the deadline day, plus more than that, when It's Your Business continues. And we are at 9:17 on a Monday morning. the latest of the deadlines on the affordable health care. We put together the affordable panel this morning. Lisa Carlson from Sanford, Becky Olson from Avera, Linda Ross from CHAD, Community Health Association of the Dakotas, and Abby Vanderwerf from Holt McDowell. Ladies, as we have started talking this morning, there's been lots of news, there's been lots of confusion. Even Abby this morning said when things started 6 months ago that there was a lot of confusion. Today, she says, it's pretty much a, if you don't have insurance, you have to do something about it. So, Lisa, when we start looking at what people are doing, have they responded the way you thought they would? And do you think they'll respond today, or do you think they'll put it off?
Well, enrollment continues to be consistent and gradual. So we definitely didn't see that large influx that we thought we would see, and I think that the media touted. But as we've ended here this past weekend, we did see the enrollment files increase. There was a spike in it for sure. One thing that continues to baffle us is only 10% of our enrollees have an agent tied to them. So people are not taking advantage of calling and using a local agent to help them navigate this. And it doesn't cost an individual anything extra to have an agent. There's agents out there. Agents do get compensated for the care, but it's by the insurance company. So they are already being compensated. So whether you use them or not, those agents are there to help you. And so, you know, trying to connect people with agents to help them, number one, understand how to deal with the changes, as Becky from Avera had noted before, so that in the middle of the year, they say, well, I got a promotion, I got an increase, what do I need to do? That agent can be your first point of contact to help you understand how that affects your account and what you need to report up to healthcare.gov in order to account for those changes. So understanding that using an agent doesn't cost you anything more, and they provide significant knowledge in helping individuals navigate the long-term commitment that this is year to year. It's not just this year. Next fall, you know, starting in November, we're going to be dealing with this again. Next February, we'll still be dealing with the close of that open enrollment period next year. Every year, enrollment will continue to increase, and I hope people acknowledge that there's value to connecting with a local agent for the long-term maintenance of your account.
Becky, from the Avera side, you guys have been very busy. You've had a lot of people that have responded. The 6 months, have you found that it's been a steady increase as people learn more about the system, or have we still got some pullback?
I think there was a push, it seemed like, before the first of the year for people who wanted to take advantage of that January 1st enrollment. Then it seemed like it evened out a little bit, and now this last week or so, we've seen a spike in enrollment. And we're at about 8,500 applicants right now, not counting over the weekend. So we've seen, you know, a considerable amount of people accessing and getting that care that they need. About 80% of those people are receiving some type of cost share reduction or tax credit. So, you know, we're hoping, and it seems to be proving out, that the people getting the care are the ones that maybe couldn't afford it in the past, or this is at least providing a more affordable option for them. So we're excited to have people in the system that now can make use of the benefits.
Before we talk more with Abby Vanderwerf of Holt McDowell and Linda Ross from the Community Health Association of the Dakotas, let's get some facts from Sanford and Avera this morning, if we can. Signed up so far, Lisa?
In South Dakota, we have 1,269 actually signed up. They have paid their premiums and they have their ID cards in their hand. Applicants is much higher than that. But again, the truth is, the telling point is when you've actually sent them their acknowledgement letter and then you ask them to pay their premium. Our silver plan is the most popular plan. Bronze early on was the most popular plan, but now we're seeing silver has become the most popular plan, mainly because that's where the subsidies are tied to. Statewide, 86% of the people are getting some sort of a subsidy, and Sanford Health Plan's number is right around that as well. So we're seeing that very high volume of people are getting a subsidy as well. The average annual subsidy for South Dakotans is $3,180. That is reported by the Kaiser Family Foundation. And again, that's pretty in line with what we're seeing as well. That's a significant dollar amount for South Dakotans, and obviously is a reason why you wouldn't want to ignore healthcare.gov and you would want to go out there. One thing that we get a lot of questions about is the premium tax credit and individuals saying they can't wait till they file their taxes to get that credit back. And I think that's a myth that we need to bust here, is that the premium tax credit can be immediate and can be month to month, so that you experience that reduction, that $3,180, that is spread over 12 months. You get that reduced in your premium tax credit. So it was the cost sharing reductions, which is the second form of a subsidy. So those subsidies are immediate. You experience those right away. You don't have to wait until the end of the year to get that return on your taxes.
Becky, the report from Avera.
We, as of last week, we're sitting at 5,854 actual members who have paid and effectuated their enrollment. We have about 85% to 90% in the past of those who apply do end up paying and enrolling in the insurance. So with the 8,500 we have now, we're expecting that number to grow. We have as well about 80% in our silver plan. Across the state, we have about 80% west East River and about 20% West River in terms of our enrollment splits. Similar in terms of the tax credits, we have on average about $392 a month, so a little bit more than the $3,000 a year that Lisa referenced. But just to echo that point there, it's not anything that you want to discount or not at least check out. I mean, there's some substantial assistance out there for those who qualify. We have about 66% of our policies receiving a cost share reduction as well.
Demographics. That's been something that was different between Avera and Sanford. Curious if you can share the demographics, how they've changed. Becky first.
We have a pretty even split between male and female. We have a little bit more females, about 54% females. Our age applicants, we have most of our enrollment kind of focused in that 35 to probably, or actually 26 to 54 age band. A little bit more in the 45 to 54 age band than I think we were initially anticipating, but right in that kind of that main area that we were looking at growing the enrollment.
From the Sanford side, Lisa.
We have an even split between males and females, but we do have an uneven split between those ages 35 and older. So there are, the majority of individuals are between that age, and that reflects, again, average age of about 34, which is a little, it's getting down from when we spoke last time, which I believe was at 38. So it's gone down a little bit, but not enough of where it probably should be at. And again, the target is that we are able to attract some of those younger individuals. We'll start paying claims. Some of us have already paid some claims, so that will start to reflect. Do we have... What type of individuals are purchasing insurance? Is it those that truly have health care issues and they're going to be going to the doctor right away? And that appears to the answer to that appears to be yes so far.
All right. The simple question this morning, who should call today? Lisa?
If you have not gone to healthcare.gov at all, you need to go there today and create an account, and you need to be prepared to have your social security number, your dates of birth of yourself and your family members, everyone that you want to cover, as well as a copy of your W-2 from 2013. That will get you started, and I'm looking to Linda Ross here to confirm as well, with the basic information that you need to create an account. And that's really what, again, the government is looking for, is who started the process on or before midnight today.
Who wakes up tomorrow and it's too late?
I think it would be only the people who didn't initiate any type of activity on healthcare.gov. as we've said, you just need to be able to say that you started it. You started the process. You wanted to look into it. So as long as you get on healthcare.gov and create that account or at least start it, should be okay. It's those who don't take any action might wake up tomorrow and regret that.
Linda Ross with Chad. When we start talking about community centers, meetings, again, who wakes up tomorrow and it's too late? Was it because people didn't try from the side that we have represented here in the room today, or did they just not think it was important enough?
Well, I would say that if you don't get to the website today, you can call the health center and start that process. So tomorrow, I would tell everybody today, make a call to 1-800-318-2596, which is the call center, because at least you can start the process in case the website is not cooperating with you, which is part of the reason why the government is doing what they're doing till mid-April. It's giving people an opportunity to continue through the process that have had trouble. So make a phone call. You know, the health centers now are extremely busy with appointments, with, you know, actual physicals coming in with questions, bringing their paperwork. So that's an option, but I would say that the best thing would be to go to healthcare.gov or to make a phone call to the call center.
Abby, you represent the business side of it. What should they do today?
Well, I think certainly the businesses are getting questions from their employees about what's going on. I had several last week with concerned employees of my dependent is turning 26 this year. Do they have to sign up by March 31st? And so we've been having conversations about those special enrollment periods that would allow them to come on. So they are having to educate their employees because they're the only ones that seem to know anything about this in their employees' eyes. And certainly today is not monumental for them, but they certainly, I think, are still getting a lot of questions internally.
Well, that's the first half hour of our Affordable Health Care, show number 15 since October. Hopefully we're providing you some information. Should you act today, it's got to be your decision. When we come back, we'll talk more with the panel and get you ready for the Ag Show, which has got some ag questions as well, all a part of It's Your Business. Welcome back to It's Your Business. We're on location this morning, high above the city of Sioux Falls. We can look across and see the cathedral, which we can't quite get to the peaks of it, but we're close. And it is a nice morning, unlike other parts of South Dakota and other parts of the Midwest. But the topic is a little cloudy. It's dealing, if you might gather, with affordable health care. The deadline is tonight to get something done, put your name in so you got a number in the system, if indeed you're one of those that need to do that. Abby, as we talk about who needs to do that, you've had a chance to listen to our other three guests this morning. You're concerned with the business side, but if somebody called you today and said, should I or shouldn't I, what would you tell them?
Should I sign up for coverage? Yes, you sure should, because you will have to face some consequences potentially if you don't get signed up this year.
So the consequences, some people say it's just a few dollars, it's no big deal, but are the other consequences, you don't have insurance?
Yeah, and certainly that's a very big consequence. We want everyone to be covered. That's the reason behind this law. We don't want you to have a medical emergency and have to face those insurmountable medical bills. You know, it's been said that the first year penalty is a mere $95 or whatever people want to say. And the truth is that it could be up to 1% of your household income. Sure, maybe it's small for some people in this first year, and maybe it's smaller than what they would have to pay for premiums. But the point is that you are missing out on something. You're paying something for nothing if you're paying the penalty. At least you're having coverage and you're able to take advantage of those medical services as long as you have health insurance.
Well, the other headline that we read in the last week was that Wellmark has decided to get into the mix. Deb Muller at Avera said, come on in. So Wellmark coming in does what, Becky?
I think Wellmark just adds another opportunity. There's plenty of South Dakotans that I think still need to get coverage, so we would welcome another carrier into the market and just really want to get to the point where everyone who wants and needs coverage has an opportunity to do so.
Linda Ross is with the Health Associates of the Dakotas, Community Health Associates of the Dakotas, and you mentioned one of the things today is a checking of a box.
When you go on healthcare.gov, starting tomorrow, there will be a blue box available for a self-attestation that basically says, I've started this process, but I've been unable to get all the way through. If you check that box, that's going to allow you to continue through the process to get the insurance coverage. So you may have started today and been unable for whatever reason that might be, but when you get back onto the system, you can check that box. And you know, the other thing I wanted to say with regards to insurance in general is, you know, really, nobody likes to pay for insurance, whether it's life, car, auto, personal, medical, whatever the case may be. But you do it because it's the right thing to do, or you have to do it. And I think this is no different. So if people can kind of think of that in lines of what they do normally with car insurance or life insurance, it's really nothing different than that.
Okay, with Avera and Sanford, let me ask you what it's like in your office answering calls today. There's some indications this morning that there were some problems with the system being down, and they did some routine maintenance every Monday. They said by 7 o'clock our time this morning, everything should have been back up. But what kind of calls are you expecting today? Are people going to be frantic? Or are they going to have the same tone that they've had over the last 5-6 months?
We'll have a few frantic callers. A lot of them have, if they've applied, received letters, and they're just going to call to pay their premium. So a lot of them will pay their premium over the phone just because it's getting down to the deadline and they need to pay by the first of the month. Others are going to be calling for the first time and they're going to be asking for an agent. Others will say that they tried to start at healthcare.gov and maybe feel like things aren't going as fast as they need to there. And so they're trying to find some local assistance instead of going through the federal call center as well. I think one important thing to note is that the website is not shut down or doesn't go away. Healthcare.gov, the website itself, is operational year-round, and it's important to note that there are two categories of people that can continue to enroll year-round. First of all, the Native and Alaskan Americans, they can continue to enroll year-round. They are not subject to the March 31st deadline. So they can apply at any point in time through the year. Also, anyone eligible for Medicaid is able to go through healthcare.gov, and they will get to the local state Medicaid agency. So if you think you're eligible for Medicaid or your children are eligible for Medicaid through the Children's Health Insurance Program called CHIP, it's important that you know that you can use healthcare.gov as your single door entry to get to the state. And healthcare.gov is used the rest of the year for people making changes to their account. Again, they've got a demotion or a promotion that changes their income, or maybe someone lost a job, or they've adopted a child, had a baby, gotten married, got divorced. Anything that affects your household income has to be reported through healthcare.gov. So the website will be there. It is a year-round tool to keep your account active and for those other categories for them to continue to enroll year-round.
From the Avera side?
The end of the month is always a busy time in the call center, just with people wanting to make sure that their coverage is effective. Did we receive their payment? Just kind of checking in, and maybe a first-time user of healthcare insurance. So we'll have a lot of those calls today, as well as those who are wondering what the big deal is with the deadline and wanting to know kind of where to get started. And so we'll connect them as well with resources to help them get started.
Linda from the Community Health Association of the Dakotas, what do you anticipate today? And I know you've got snow in Bismarck because you've already talked about the fact that we have maybe 20 inches of snow before the day's over?
There is a 8 to 20 inch prediction, I think, up in our northern state. So I'm hoping it doesn't come here. But, you know, we get from the Community Health Center side folks calling in, you know, from both Dakotas that are really looking for some assistance for somebody to really help them because they have what might be a more complex life situation. You know, they are eligible for Medicaid or may be eligible for Medicaid. They may be farmers and may have, you know, not report a lot of income this past year, but may have assets. So they don't know if that means they can or they can't or whatever the case may be. So, you know, we're just putting people to the community health centers in their area for in-person assisters that can help them answer those questions, or certainly directing them to the federal resources that are available to them.
Before I get to Abby and we go to the businesses, again, one of the things Lisa was sharing with us was after Kathleen Sebelius had spoke and she took some heat, are the numbers real or whatever, that you took some quick action at Sanford to make sure that things were being turned in properly.
Correct. We, in fact, received a letter from the Commerce Committee and asked, in which they asked us to report our numbers to them directly. So the federal government does have, obviously, a way to document transactions because we have to report back to them on a daily basis who's paid their premiums and acknowledge who that we received their file. So they have what I would say is a pretty loose number of enrollees and certainly applicants, but the health plans really do have the details as far as the most up-to-date and current information.
Should we, as a country, feel comfortable that the numbers that we have are good, the book's been cooked, and that's something that we've heard for 6 months now, that we would see some of that? Abby, from your side, you're looking in from the business end of it, and you deal with a lot of businesses. How do businesses feel about it? Have the numbers been realistic? Are what our businesses hearing what they think they need to hear, or do they think maybe they'll just wait for something else?
No, I think people are taking this very seriously. And ultimately, you know, there has been frustration. There has been resistance. There has been a lot of different things surrounding the politics of this law. But people are most generally wanting to comply, and they're seeing this as a good thing. If it's getting 10 people covered that didn't have coverage before, or if it's offering coverage now to people who were unable to obtain it before, certainly they have made a difference in those people's lives. And so whether you like it or you don't like it, there are definitely good attributes about it. And I think the businesses are on board now. They're realizing, I have to comply with this. It's going to be another one of those employment things that I have to deal with, like my work comp and paying my taxes and things like that. This is just a piece of operating my business now, especially in the large category.
With the deadline being today, there are a lot of people saying, I wonder if all these people are working tomorrow. What happens tomorrow on April 1st? What happens with the community? What happens with the Vero at Sanford? And I think Abby probably will still be busy, but do they just shut down the operations, or is it an ongoing?
Well, we're going to keep working. At least I hope everybody is. No, I mean, the work doesn't stop today. It continues, especially if people are in mid-process or they've started that process. They're going to need help to get through the actual enrollment. You know, on the plus side, because our community health centers have worked with individuals sometimes for, you know, a few hours to get through that process, they have developed relationships and with the citizens of South Dakota and North Dakota, and we get to hear the good side of when people have gotten that coverage through Sanford or Avera or whomever that might be, and they've actually been able to utilize those services because they've told us. And that's really the great thing about that, is we do get to hear the positive of, I didn't have coverage before, I do now, and I'm able to use it. So we'll continue on as people need the help.
So Becky, what happens tomorrow at Avera?
Well, we will as well continue working. I think there'll be a little sigh of relief, but also knowing that with people just initiating their enrollment today. There'll still be enrollment issues coming in for the next month or so. We also will be working with folks and helping them understand their benefits, making sure they understand their network, making sure, as we've talked about before, that, you know, any change that you have, it really does impact your insurance. You move from one community to the next. You know, we need to know so that we can get your information mailed to you correctly, and kind of how that process works of making those changes on healthcare.gov and making that the source of where those changes are made and helping folks understand that. So I think there's a lot of work to be done in that, and we'll have people coming on enrolling with us throughout the year through special enrollment periods that they're granted as well. So we'll continue working.
Not a lot of vacation scheduled tomorrow from Sanford, Lisa?
No, of course not. No vacation scheduled in the immediate future. With the call volume, we'll hopefully level off. We'll continue to take care of those who are enrolled, and that's normal business practice for us. We're what we'll spend on most of our time now is product development for 2015. So we have to, in fact, this summer already, early summer, present our proposals to the federal government of our plans, our benefits. Our rates need to go through the approval process. And that process will finish at the end of August, so that by the time October comes around, we're ready to market what the plans will be for 2015. Size up our competitors, start our ad campaigns. And so we're already looking at January 1, 2015.
So it's not holidays tomorrow. It's not vacation time. They're still working. And we'll come back. We'll keep working on the Affordable Health Care Show when It's Your Business continues. Back. Welcome back to It's Your Business. Before we turn to James Gordon at ReliaBank, James, I've got to do a little work here. You know, it's comfortable living in Hartford, South Dakota, but I had to have a comfort king. I had to have a bed that was just fit so that I could not worry about what I was going to ask the affordable healthcare people or James Gordon this morning from ReliaBank. Gives me a chance to have controls, to put my feet up, my head up, and be in a position that with controls on my side, the wife's got her own controls, that we get a good night's sleep. It happens, and it happens very well for me. To me, it's the best ROI that I could possibly do. With the Comfort King bed, it gives me a chance to get the good night's sleep, get a little spring in my step the next day. All you got to do is go by the Comfort King factory, visit with Chris Larson. He'll take care of you. He made sure our bed fit the status of the Zortmans, and it does in Hartford, South Dakota. All right, from Hartford, South Dakota, it's Mr. James Gordon. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You know, it's nice to have you in here. One thing I like about ReliaBank, and I like about Hartford as well, is that we have a lot of full-service things. And a community bank is one of them, and it is very special with all that you offer.
We've got everything else that comes into play. If it's a personal loan, if you want a car loan, or if you just need a checking account with a little bit of overdraft protection, we've got every loan that you need.
I don't know, somebody had... Maybe it was another bank that turned your mic off, but you're back on now. Very reliable mics, very reliable people, and a full-service community bank is our friends at ReliaBank. And again, we're talking with James Gordon this morning. It's a family-owned bank, which is important in quick response time.
Yeah, the family-owned bank, the bank was established in 1920. We're based out of Watertown. And just a little bit of background, we've got 8 different locations, and usually I go through the different locations.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Everybody else has.
Yep, we've got 2 in Watertown, then we've got Esteline, Hazel, Haytie, T, and then Humboldt, and then where I'm at in Hartford. But back to the family-owned business, you know, something with a community bank, a smaller bank, the decisions are made locally, and they're made by people that understand your business, and that's what we kind of take pride in. You know, we like to understand the business of our customers, but also have that quick response time on a decision, because usually when you need a loan or you need something, it's not needed 2-3 months in advance. It's needed now, and that's what we can help out with.
You're really a big bank with technology, with a community bank attitude, and you don't find that every place.
Yeah, and that's another part about being a community bank that's family-owned, is that you're actually part of the community, and then your people, they take a lot of pride in what they do. There's very few times with our regular customers that we don't know them by name. We've even got coffee, and we've got fresh baked cookies from the local bakery downtown in Hartford. So we try to do that little bit of extra stuff to make you feel like it's that small town bank. And like I said before, we've got all the technology that's available. We've got everything from online banking. We just in February kicked off a new online banking. It's actually got a little pie chart that explains your spending. You've seen a lot of the bigger banks advertise that type of stuff. So if you like to track what you're spending your money on, this will do everything for you. We've also got, for businesses, we've got desktop teller, which, you know, location tends to matter nowadays. And desktop teller, what it does, it allows you to make your deposits from a separate location. So you don't actually have to come into the bank to make your deposits all the time. So that's a big win for a lot of the businesses out there.
James Gordon from Relia Bank. People need information. How do they reach you?
They can reach me by either stopping in the bank in Hartford, or else they can call me at 605-528-4000. And they actually, I mean, you can get a hold of me. I even list my cell phone number on my business card. That's how important it is for us to have our customers get a hold of us.
You know, we're 60-some degrees here today. Our friends out in the west are in a blizzard. We talked about North Dakota, 8 to 20 inches of snow, but it's springtime. And it's that time where Relia Bank is so much involved in some volunteer activities.
Yep. One of the things that really comes up that's big for the Hartford community is Jamboree Days. We play a big part in Jamboree Days. I volunteer to help out with the kiddie parade before the big parade. We give away free watermelon during the summer.
Yes, you do, and it's very good.
It's hard to think that, you know, the nice weather is going to be around here soon, but it is April tomorrow, so. But, yeah, we get really involved in the community. A lot of the other things, Hartford's building an amphitheater. A lot of the local businesses forked over some money to help build an amphitheater in our park. And Relia Bank, my loan officer and myself, are going to be doing some of the actual hard manual labor that we're going to help frame that thing up here probably in the next couple weeks. And then the last thing is we always do in May, we do a cleanup day, and that's something that I really like to get involved with too, you know, just be there for the community and help them clean up. We usually go through about 25 dumpsters worth of stuff that we clean up out of the community that day. So,
you know, the other thing that's neat is that the same day that Hartford does their Jamboree Days, T has their days, and both banks are in both communities are right there helping out.
Yep, and, you know, those usually take place on a Saturday, and our banks are open from 9 to noon on a Saturday. And back to the point of being a small bank, we don't have that many employees to run those branches, and with how involved we are in both communities, pretty much everybody in our Humboldt, Hartford, and T locations are doing something that Saturday.
I'll tell you one thing. I always tell the guests to come in and have a smile. His smile should be going right through the radio dial today, because he is right there. He's smiling. And why not? It's Relia Bank. It makes you proud to serve the communities you do all the things you do, and then you can get a good night's rest at night as well.
Yep, and I actually, just one thing to mention, I just moved out to Hartford, too. So, you know, I'm part of that community, and it's nice being part of that small-town bank.
James Gordon from Relia Bank, we appreciate you taking time, finding us on the sixth floor this morning in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, we got a great view.
It is a nice view. You can almost see Hartford.
Hopefully don't see snow soon.
There you go. When we come back, Reb will talk with Valentino's. We'll get you ready for the Ag Hour coming up at 10.
Tim Ness was scheduled to do this radio commercial, but he needs time to help you with your 2014 tax returns. Let me tell you about Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, voted Sioux Falls Best, with a former IRS agent and experienced staff. In a year of confusion with taxes, health care, and changing rules, you need the best. Tim Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, 332-4829. They have extended hours and weekends. They make time for you. Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, they're the best.
Back at Advanta Mortgage with Jim Lowe. Jim, why should I use Advanta Mortgage?
At Advanta Mortgage, we specialize just in mortgage loans. At Advanta Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive.
Apply online at AdvantaMortgage.com, 275-2777, NMLS number 162-291. What is Advanta Mortgage's mission statement?
Advanta Mortgage emphasizes the highest professional standard of mortgage lending, priding ourselves on our integrity, honesty, character, and competency, knowledge, and communication. Advanta Mortgage has a passion for serving customers and will strive to become the strongest and best mortgage lender in the market.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvantaMortgage.com. Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender.
When you need to know, depend on Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
It's your business here on Monday, the final day of March. And while it's a blizzard up north, we're just going to get some rain here. And it's time right now to go check in over at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. Good morning, John. How you doing over there?
Great, Rev. It's kind of a little windy, but it's nice and sunny. And, of course, it's Senior Monday here at Valentino's, where all the good-looking 55 and older people get 10% off. The one nice thing about South Dakotans, we've rarely had to not give anybody that 10% discount because everybody out here seems to be pretty good-looking.
John, let's talk about your menu, what's going on today down there. I know you've got your pizza. You've always got pasta, lasagna, one of the best lasagnas I've ever had. But let's get, let's say somebody wants to come in for lunch today. What would you recommend? I mean, what is your hot item on lunch today?
Well, we always encourage people to make their mamas proud and start with a salad bar. We got one of the freshest, and we get so many comments that we got the freshest and the best in town. And that's because, again, it is fresh, and we do make about everything right here. And very few places do that anymore. And, you know, take advantage of the salad bar. And, you know, we got things on there that really move quickly, like things like pickled beets. Everybody can take them, you know, pickled beets. They don't get those very often. Or even like cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed at how much cottage cheese we go through. And, of course, for the young at heart, we got the cookies and cream pudding. And I know we're getting out of the colder season, but we're also going to be thinning out our soups as it does warm up. So you want to take advantage of our tomato bisque or corn chowder or our chicken noodle soup.
Awesome.
And then also make sure you take the time to taste each of our six different sauces. They're each unique. They're each, it's a wide variety. And don't get stuck on meat sauce all the time, or don't get stuck on marinara, you know. Widen your horizons, you know.
Thanks, and, John. We got to run here. We'll talk to you again next hour, okay?
I'll try not to talk your leg off.
That's okay. Thanks, John, from Valentino's. Oh,